It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Hi, I've only got a minute. My job here at home requires my full attention. I just wanted to say a few words about hair coloring. My little girl has beautiful chestnut hair, like I used to. And it made me very conscious every time I brushed her hair of the gray that had been sneaking into mine the last year or so. I'd thought about hair coloring, but using peroxide or changing my natural color turned me off. Then one day I heard about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. How it had no peroxide and came in 15 shades, one just like my own. So I said, okay, I'll try it. Sure enough, Loving Care covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it made my hair softer and shinier, too. And some days, it's just such a comfort to peek in the mirror and see a woman who looks pretty terrific, considering her immediate surroundings.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Did my eyes deceive me when I drove in the yard just now? Who is that sitting out in the stone wall?
Well, it.
And what does it want now? Money?
Oh, he didn't say so. He arrived about noon with a duffel bag full of the filthiest clothes I ever saw.
Which I suppose you spent the afternoon washing.
Well, it was either that or burn them up.
I don't know why you put up with him the way you do. 19 years old, and what is he? He's a college dropout, a social dropout, a family dropout.
Well, he dropped in to leave his dirty clothes. Wish I could throw him into the washing machine and get that hair washed. Now, he must have seen you come home. Please don't light into him the minute he comes in. Now, don't start anything, dear.
I'm not going to start anything. There isn't anything left to say.
Well, you always say that, but then you get mad and you...
Hi, Dad.
Now, don't start anything.
Look at him. Looks like a bum. 19 years old, and he looks like an old mining prospector. Now,
dear,
he's got more beard than...
We haven't seen him for 6 months, honey.
6 months and 3 postcards.
Four. We got 4 postcards from him, dear. Tell Dad where you've been, Tom. Oh, he's been traveling all over. Honey's done such exciting things. I mean, he's been on the go every minute, haven't you, Tom?
You didn't have time to sit down and take 20 minutes to write your mother a letter?
Mom, I told you it wasn't much use.
Dear, please at least listen to the boy, will you?
I have listened to him. There sits a boy, graduates from high school, highest honors, gets 800 in his SATs, gets a four-year scholarship to college, all expenses paid. He could have been a brilliant engineer.
Dad, I decided I didn't like engineering.
You should hear where he went in South America. They're climbing mountains in the Andes. He went all the way down the Amazon in a riverboat.
I don't want to hear about all this bumming around. I want to know what he's going to do now. He's already wasted 3 years.
Well, I haven't decided, Dad. Maybe I'd come home more often if we didn't go through this every time. I've got to try different things, Dad. Can't you understand?
No. Seems to me I get all this talk about finding yourself or establishing your real identity.
I think everybody should, Dad.
Every time I've made a suggestion to you, the only answer I get is, it's not your bag, or you've got to do your thing.
Well, I guess that's true.
You're going to find yourself right out in the cold. Who's going to support you when you're 30, 40, 50?
Dad, I'll make out. Don't worry about it, huh?
Don't worry about it, he says.
Look, it's the first time he's been home in 6 months. Now, can't we have a pleasant evening? Now, can't you say a few kind words to your own boy you haven't seen for 6 months?
Okay. Tom, you're my son. I love you. I'm disappointed in you. I think you're an idiot to waste your life, and I'm worried about you.
Well, those weren't exactly the kind words I had in mind.
It's all right, Mom. I understand him.
What? You don't understand me at all.
I don't want any more of this now. I want us to have a nice evening. I've got a lovely dinner planned, and afterwards we can, you know, do something together. We can play Scrabble.
Play Scrabble? You've got to be kidding.
Yeah, I was kidding.
After dinner, we will sit down, and I will make every attempt not to lose my temper, because we have got to figure out some kind of a future for this boy.
Dad, I'm going to decide my own future. You decided your own, didn't you?
I got plenty of very good advice from my father.
Not one bit of which you took. He wanted you to be a doctor.
Well, I listened to him anyhow. Look, how much longer do you plan to bum around the world?
Dear. Not bumming around. I get jobs. I work. I have a good time, too.
Don't you ever plan to settle down?
Maybe. Probably. It depends. I worked on a dig down in Peru. I kind of like that.
What do you mean, a dig, Tom, dear? An archaeological dig?
Yeah.
Oh.
I may go into something like that.
Oh, dear.
A fellow from Harvard was running it. Said I was the best assistant he'd had.
Oh, dear,
oh, really? Now, that's something.
Archaeologists
have to get a degree, get their master's and their doctorate.
Not necessarily. Actual experience counts a lot.
Now, you listen to me, young man. If you want to get to the top of your field...
Dear, please, now I'm going to get dinner on. Tom, do your mother a favor. Do your poor mother a favor. Take a bath, please.
Sure.
Okay, if I take a shower instead?
No, take a bath and soak for a while. And couldn't you just maybe trim your beard a bit so I can see, you know, part of your face? And when you wash your hair, which I hope you will, you might cut a bit off afterwards, 3 or even 10 inches?
I'll think about it.
There's a brush there. Scrub your nails, too, dear.
I can't believe he's my son. Hey, you know, maybe he isn't. Maybe it's some imposter underneath all that hair.
Remember how beautiful he was as a baby? My little boy. So cute with those curls. Now he looks like the abominable snowman.
Yes. You know, I've been trying to think what he reminded me of, and that's it. The abominable snowman.
That's right. You know something? I didn't even know him when he arrived. I was standing in the kitchen, and he just walked in. I didn't see him, and he came up behind me, put his arms around me, and I turned around. I let out this scream. I thought he was a sex maniac. I was going to be murdered or robbed or... That's my baby boy.
No, sweetheart, I know.
I've got to get dinner. I'm having his favorite, breaded pork chops, and I want dinner to be pleasant. And I want you to stop picking on him, or this is going to be one of the worst evenings of our lives. Don't get on any touchy subjects.
That's going to be hard. We may wind up playing Scrabble after all.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone?
Tom is gone. I was sitting out on the porch while dinner was cooking. A pork chops take quite a while, you know.
Well, what about Tom?
I came out the kitchen. I saw his duffel bag with the clean clothes was gone. Here was this note.
What? Here. Well, let me see it.
Thanks, Mom. I'll write more often.
Tell Dad not to worry.
P.S. I stole 2 of the pork chops. They were great.
So why would he just walk out like that? All right. It's my fault. Don't say it.
He did take a bath. He even cleaned up the bathroom. I wonder what he looked like. Clean.
It's my fault he took off again. I don't know what comes over me. I intend to be decent, polite, understanding, and then I take one look at him and I just see red. Well,
I know.
Look, now, wait a minute. He must be hitchhiking. Shall I go out and try to find him?
No, he had a beat-up car he parked down the lane. Well, should we have our dinner? It's all ready.
I'm not very hungry, to tell you the truth. Can you keep it hot for about a half an hour or even 15 minutes? I think I'll just take a little walk over to the lake, do a little thinking. You mind?
Want me to come along?
No. I think I'll go by myself.
All right.
I won't be long. I'll just get a breath of fresh air.
All right, dear. All right. I'll clean up some of the cooking dishes, I guess. Yes?
Hi. It's me.
Oh, I thought you'd gone. Oh, I didn't know you. Oh, you're clean and you shaved off that beard and trimmed your hair. Come on, Tom.
No. I just came back to say goodbye.
But your father just went out the front door. Let me call him.
No. I heard you talking. Let him have his walk.
He loves you.
Yeah, I know that.
Where are you headed for now? More archaeological digging?
I think so.
Where?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Mexico, maybe Peru, maybe Greece, Turkey.
I always wanted to be an archaeologist.
I know. Want to come with me?
Yes, I would.
Come on, we'd have a lot of fun. You'd love it.
I know. It's a little late. Your father's helpless without me.
I know.
Honey!
Goodbye, Mom. I'll write. I really will.
Now, look, take some vitamins and don't catch cold, and for heaven's sake, get your clothes washed more often. Goodbye, John.
Honey?
I'm in the kitchen.
Well, it hit me just as I got out to the road.
What hit you, a car?
No. Why I get so mad at my son. Oh. I'm jealous.
Jealous?
Yes, jealous. Envious. He's doing just what I wanted to do and never had the courage to do. He's traveling, seeing the world before he settles down. Well, you wouldn't understand that, really, being a woman.
What does that mean, being a woman?
You did, too?
Well, of course. I never intended to get married so early. I thought I'd have a fling at Paris, dash over to Greece, do some digging in the ruins of Persia, now called Iran.
Why don't we change our lifestyle, as they say these days? Let's plan to do some traveling.
Oh, well, we better save some money first. Debbie has to go to college, and we've got...
I wish I knew where Tom was so I could talk to him now.
Well, he'll be back. Sooner, I think, this time, dear.
He was here, wasn't he? He came back to say goodbye to you.
Well.
How'd he look after his bath?
Clean. And he shaved and he cut his hair.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Maybe, honey, he'll turn out all right, huh?
No, dear. Maybe we will.
Things in Life has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.